The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You are unreliable. You are often incoherent, and then when you do make sense, you are surly and rude.
With Ciro, Rat, and Maggie.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Stalker feed off of Facebook here in a little while. I believe we're going to check the loser line as well. But first, this is Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
When Maggie walked into our studio, a glimmer of sunshine and rainbows followed her. And it was noticed. So, ever since that moment, many men of the Playhouse family have sent her requests for dates and little notes of admiration. And that's why we started the segment Love Letters to Maggie. Now, Maggie has a harem of boyfriends. Many, many men in her life. How many of them came from Love Letters to Maggie?
Oh, none.
Now, if we did this like one more time today or every day for the next 15 years, how many do you think would come from Love Letters to Maggie?
None. And that's kind of sad. You know, like,
yeah.
15 years and you can find a guy, Maggie.
Yeah, that is sad. That would be sad. If it was entirely reliant on this segment, though, maybe I would be that shocked.
Right.
Well, your first love letter today, Maggie, comes from Craig. He says, Maggie, I don't know how you feel about Pringles, but much like a can of Pringles, once I'm popped, you just can't stop.
Ew.
Yeah, it does sound kind of gross.
You're kind of ruining Pringles for me.
I think they forgot I'm the one who loves Pringles.
Mm.
Yeah.
You do really like Pringles.
Mm.
Like two Christmases ago, I got Rat nothing but Pringles.
It was insane.
Like a sack of Pringles.
And I think they were gone in like a month.
Yum. It was like every Pringle available, I think.
Yeah.
Zach says, every girl I have dated has been obsessed with vampire books and glittery things. It's time I date a real woman. I haven't dated since the fifth grade. I get the joke now. It's been many lonely years, and Maggie, if there's anything that is an example of a true woman, I think it might be you. Maggie, have you ever considered letting yourself fall deep into love with someone over the internet? More people are doing it every single day. Loving through text and emoticons rather than meaningless dinners and drinks. Loving through the written word and not awkward real-life conversation.
Hmm.
Prepare, Maggie. Prepare to be digitally wooed. Or wooed.
Wooed.
As I'm not really sure how to read quite what that says. Feelings on Carter there. I kind of like him.
You know, not so much for the internet dating, I don't think. Sorry.
Maggie, if our time together were to ever come to an abrupt end, and we sent you off into the world without a man like Carter, I would feel really bad.
Would you really?
I feel like...
Oh, I really wouldn't...
If you could just hurry up and settle, that'd be just fine.
I don't
think
I'd be too hurt by that.
Ted says for you, there's a movie named Ted about a living teddy bear. I have often been compared to a teddy bear, as I am also hairy and soft. It's been a long time since you slept with a teddy at night, I bet. But you know what they say, you aren't ever too old for a teddy bear.
No.
I wish I have the teddy bear song in here. I wish I could have had that ready to go. I came ill prepared. I can't. There's my teddy bear.
Head button eyes and a red nose.
Where's she actually sing about teddy bears? That was the better question.
I've never heard this song before.
He's played it before. Yeah, true. I was like, I know he's played it. There we go.
I wish I was a teddy bear. Not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I.
Pitbull has a mean remix of this one. It's really good. Really, really good. I can't handle two more.
Yes.
Two more love letters to Maggie today. Drake says for you, I picked you flowers in my yard. They're yellow and they were all over the place. A very unique breed. I think, Maggie, they're dandelions and that might be the joke. And your last one, I feel like you're going to have a bit of a comment on.
Okay.
If you take this the same way I took this, your final love letter to Maggie comes from Ethan. It says, Maggie, my name is Ethan. I'm 19 and I'm in search of a cougar cub relationship.
Oh my God.
And I think you would be the perfect cougar.
How old do you think I am? Seriously.
You've graduated to cougar status.
No, I have not.
Now, I don't know at what age you hit cougar.
40.
Is it 50? 40? 50?
Like, not 28. I'm 9 years older than you. No.
That's half his life.
That's true. That's true.
Forget
you don't
it.
Feel you're currently a cougar.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of how I took that one, too.
Rude.
So says the woman who injured her shoulder.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, yes, that is true. You're currently rubbing your shoulder.
It hurts so bad.
You go tubing and you injure yourself.
If somebody would have said they would have given me, like, a massage or something, I might have even thought of that. But, no, it hurts really bad.
But no guys here would be appropriate for massaging your swollen arm?
No.
Not even Ethan, who's willing to date a much older woman?
Not even Ethan. And thank you for saying much older.
You are welcome. This has been Love Letters to Maggie.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse presents Love Letters to Maggie.
Loser line, stalker feed in a bit.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
This is just so brutal. And yet I can't look away.
Y94.